So, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, the reason he says here is because you might just think it's Bible. You might just think it's Bible. But for God, before the foundation of the world, before there was a world, before there was earth, before there was heavens and all that kind of stuff, all those things were just preparation for you living here. Everything God has ever done is for you, for your advantage, for your profit, for your benefit. Everything God has ever done is not for God. It's not for God.
Put your mic on.
Oh. I have that on. Oh, you put it up here. Yeah. Thank you. Good son. Because God doesn't want you to work.
Amen.
That means, that doesn't mean work. What that means is work. Work on the inside. Doesn't want you to be unpeaceful. Wants you to always have joy unspeakable, unconditional love. He always wants you to know that when you do it, you didn't. When you do something, you didn't. Actually, God did it for you, in you, through you, until you're perfected. So the Jewish people will not go to heaven because of their good works. Because there are no good works that God doesn't do. So there are no good works that you can ever do. No, by the way, no Jewish person ever did a good work. Moses was faithful in all his house, but he's not the master of the house. Jesus is the master of the house. And he'll live forever and ever, never, 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 ever, 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 ever. So not going to ever die because it's eternal. And because of that, God wants you to relax all the time. Now, are you relaxed? The answer is yes. Totally relaxed. That was done by faith. You said that by faith because you read it in the Word. And whatever you read from the Word is not something you ever did. It's something God did before there was an earth, long before, in eternity. So that's called bulamai or bulema. Now, the bule is a council that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have in the heavens above before there was an earth, long before. And he decided that it's not good that man should be alone. So he decided to do something for him, to give him a wife. There's where the trouble began. No, that's when the joy began. Actually, because he didn't have any choices, that was the only one there was. He said, wow, bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. And he was so excited. It's different than the butterfly. She was so flighty and beautiful, but still. And so he named all the animals, and he couldn't find a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. So he couldn't find a friend, even the dog. Not one that he could relate to intimately. But when he got Eve, which is a picture of the church, when he got Eve, she immediately goofed up. Isn't that interesting? I wonder why she goofed up. Do you think Adam would have? Do you think Adam would have goofed up? Absolutely. Because he wasn't even deceived by the devil. He just simply ate the apple. Whatever it was. It wasn't an apple. But it's just the fruit. So in other words, we desire things of this world. We don't desire heaven. I'll say that again. We desire this world fixed up. And that's why all the good works are there. Fix up the world. Fix up politics. Fix up the society. Fix up our life, our family. Fix up everything. It doesn't work. I want you to know, You've never done anything ever on this earth. You only thought you did. But all the people of the earth are dead. Except us. We're not dead. Because by faith, not in ourselves, but in Him, by faith, we're dead to this world and alive to God in Christ Jesus. So I can say that over and over again because it's the truth. And the truth will set you free. That truth will set you free forever and ever and ever and ever. So before I begin, I want to talk about, I don't even need to read it because I know it, the lukewarm church. Today is called Laodicea. It's the seventh church, and every church has a day, but they might last several hundred years or even thousand years. But every church, so we're in the seventh church, the last church, there isn't any more. And because of that, because we live in the awful church, it's the worst church ever of all the churches. It's the failure. There's only one sin. Lukewarm. Kliaros. C-L-I-A-R-O-S. Kliaros means you're lukewarm. You're neither hot nor cold. I wish you were cold or hot, but you're not. If there were only cold and hot, God would win. But that third one goofs it up. Because they say they're Christians, but they're actually hypocrites. They say they're Christians, but they're actually hypocrites. In other words, they don't want to go all the way. Because they don't like suffering. Chair 5. They don't mind Jesus dying for them. They just don't want suffering. Amen? And since you don't want to suffer, you will not be glorified. Since you don't want to suffer, you won't be glorified. Amen. So God wants you to realize Jesus already did it for you. Whatever you should have done, could have done, might have done, and didn't, He did for you, and then in you. And now He's working through you. And when men see your good works, they'll glorify your Father in heaven. They won't glorify you because you didn't do it. You didn't do it. You never did anything. This whole world is just kind of like a test to see whether you'll pass the test and get an A plus. Plus. Not missing a point. But since you don't do it, Jesus does it for you and then in you and then through you. So you don't have to worry about it because it's already been done. It was done. You are His workmanship. So if you're His workmanship, it's in Ephesians, 10th verse, 2nd chapter. If you're His workmanship, that means Jesus is doing all the work for you because you couldn't, because you had sin in your life, because you had sin in your life. For example, here's the only sin I know of. The only sin I know of is Genesis, chapter 1:26. And God said, in the Hebrew, it's something like this. Vaya amar Elohim. And God said. What I just said is that's what it says. And God said, let us make man in our image. Betzalemnu kedemutnu. Let us worship God. Now, because people don't know Hebrew anymore, at one time they did. They had to learn it, especially in the early church. So most of them were Jewish. So they knew that as their native language. But today, if you don't understand that, you don't understand bulamai or bulema. So that little thing up in the heavens, not on earth, up in the heavens, God made a decree, an order, a promise, a law. I command you to believe. I command you to believe. I did not command you to obey. I never told anyone to obey. You say, Pastor, that's the whole Old Testament. Obey, 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 obey. And that's the trouble with the church today. They still are under that yoke of bondage. As though you had to do something. When God gives you a command, it's actually a promise. It's actually a promise that God has to keep, not you. So you were never asked to do anything right. So you were never asked to do anything right. Jesus did everything the Jews should have done on the cross. So he did what you should have done, ought to have done, could have done, might have done. So the subjective, everyone's subjective today. Everything is subjective today. Not for me. Everything is objective for me. Everything is something done outside by God for me. So I'm happy all the time. Literally. I'm always happy, even when I don't look happy or act happy, because I don't go by behavior. I go by His keeping His promise to me. Yahoo! 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 Now, that's exciting. If God has to keep a promise, He's better at it than I am. Anytime I've ever made a promise, I never finished it. So I'm not good at doing that. I mean, I did some stuff, but I knew I really didn't do it because God said He did it. And if He did it for me and then in me and then through me, that's the atonement right there. So 4, 5, and 6, He did. He didn't even ask my permission on 4. I'm going to die for Jim Borchert someday. He knew my name. It's amazing. It's kind of personal. I'm going to die for Jim. He's pathetic. He's worthless. He has no value. But I will give him all the value that he needs. Wow. So it's a free gift. Everything is Bible, free gift. That's why all the other religions are not religions at all. They're just idols, which means you yourself trying to play God. That's the only sin. Because he created you to kedemutnu, betselemnu, let us make man in our image, saith God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, up in heaven. So that's the bulima. B-O-U-L-E-M-A. That means that can never be changed. It's immutable. You cannot change it. Everything else you can change. It's mutable. Our constitution is mutable. All the stuff that man does, mutable. But one thing you cannot change, one thing you cannot change is God's mind. It doesn't have thoughts like you have. It doesn't have a will like you have. It's nothing like us. He actually operates differently because he has life in himself. Life! Life! L'chaim! Jewish. So if he has life in himself, then I do. Because he wants to give it to me. For free. It doesn't cost any money. It doesn't cost. He doesn't want to be paid back. So he wants you to have that life. Life, life, l'chaim. That's Jewish, meaning they want you. This is the real Judaism, actually. That's why the fiddler on the roof is fiddling, to make sure that you know that God does everything for Israel. Yet you say he's punished them. Well, that's because of their sins. But that isn't punishment. It's actually just teaching them to cry out to God when something's too hard for you. That's all. That's all it means. So when you get into trouble, and we are in trouble today, isn't that exciting? The Democrats control everything. And they're communists. And they're lesbians. And they're homosexuals. And they're Iranians. And they're Russians. And they're all the stuff you've ever hated as Americans. Taken away the Bible. Taken away our Constitution. Isn't that exciting? How many want to say hallelujah? Hallelujah. That's kind of a low hallelujah. Hallelujah! I can keep going. I'm just telling you, it's exciting that when things don't go your way, that's good, because everything God does is for you. It's for your benefit. It's for your profit. It's for everything. So everything today Everything today is for you. Nothing is for God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit. It's not. All God has to do is keep His promise. He made a promise to Abraham because He likes to communicate with man. And all of the idolatries, He can't speak to them. Spews them out of His mouth. That's the lukewarm church. Today He wants a hot church. How many believe that what I just said to you is the will of God? How many believe it's in the Bible? Even if you don't believe it, you believe it's in the Bible. So if you believe that He wants you to be hot, that's something that He could do, but you couldn't. He's not asking anyone to do anything to help out God or to help out this world or to help out anything, because everything you do doesn't worketh. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Isn't that an exciting verse? Apart from me, you can do nothing. So let's say it. I am a nothing. Let's say it because I couldn't hear the pack in the way in the back. I couldn't hear that. I am nothing. Since you're nothing, that's everything to God. He only came for nothings. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I think that's good news. Because since I can't do it, and He wants to do it for me, and He's eager to do that. I let God do everything because He's better than I am, smarter than I am, stronger than I am. He's almighty. Yahweh Elohim in the Hebrew. So, kedemutnu means this. I created you to not only have my image look like me, I created you also to do the things I do, but I didn't create you to be a god, a rival. I created you to be like me, similar to me, but not me. Y'all understand that? So why do the Catholics do good works? Why do the Jews do good works? Why do the Buddhists do good works? Hindus, Confucianists, who are confused. Why are all the people, and the Muslims, they want to do good works too. If chopping your head off is a good work. If you weren't agreeable to what's ahead of you. So isn't it exciting that we live in horrible times? It's not like we had before. Don't you wish Trump would come back and finish what he started? He's not God. He'd be an idol if you did. You don't need Trump. You need Jesus. When I was in South Sudan last year, 2019, I rebuked them. I knew I was going to meet at least 50 members of parliament, all Christian. And I heard them on the first day. We had 3 days to be with them. I'm going to speak 3 days. And I said, I won't come unless I meet the president or I meet members of parliament, because I'm used to that. And I knew God said, you have to rebuke them. I didn't even know why, but you have to rebuke them because they're Christians. And so I heard them griping and grumbling and moaning. None of us have done that. We're not griping and moaning and wishing things were better, because you know you can just trust God, right? He's always happy when people trust Him with all their heart and soul and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Isn't that exciting? So, by the way, you can love your neighbor today. Even if it's Obama. Even if it's Hillary. Even if, you know, it's Biden. And you don't have to criticize them, because they're just people. Did you know they're just people? And they don't have teachers. They don't have any teachers. You are so blessed to have me as your teacher. Not because of me, but because what I'm going to say is just what Jesus said. All I'm going to do is plagiarize the Bible. I'm just going to say exactly what the Bible says in the Greek or in the Hebrew or even in the Latin. Because of that, You need to hear the word of the Lord. You don't need to hear my words. You just need to hear the word of the Lord. And that's a good pastor. He's dead to this world. I don't want anything. I don't need anything. I have everything. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. How many know that God has not withheld anything good from you? Everything he ever did was for you to be blessed. Every day, every day, every day. So every day is going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine going my way. So I don't need to look. I know there's a sun up there. But I know there's a Son of God above the sun who made the sun for me to enjoy everything. So everything's going my way. I don't need to look. It's just by faith. I don't want to look. Everything he said, if you look at it, it's not real. Except the Bible. The Bible is the only thing, and that's why I began the sermon with, hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Why? Because there's a church. So we're at church. Ekklesia. Ek means out of. From out of. So out of this world, you were born again. Out of this world, in the marketplace, that in the Latin language would be the agora, A-G-O-R-A. But the word in the Bible is agorazo. Agorazo means God deliberately came down and found you common in the agora. What do you do in the agora? What do you do in the agora? It's actually a public place where you buy stuff. It's like a mall. It's like a place that common people go to buy. So you go to the store to buy food. You can go to a restaurant and eat the food. You can do anything you want. So everything is going your way, and America's been so blessed. So blessed. Wow. Why? Because everything's going your way. So do you think the age right now will end with a big bang? Or do you think it will end with slaughter? How do you think it's going to end? That's a personal question. How do you think it'll end? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Right? Unconditional love. Because God ain't finished. Probably ain't is not a correct word. Isn't. Is not. So everything is going your way. Now, do people like the message? Nah. Who cares what people like? This is not subjective. Well, I don't know if I believe that. I don't feel good today. Well, I don't know if I want that. That's people. So everything is psychological today. Completely 100% psychological. Worthless. Absolutely worthless. It's not in the Bible, by the way. It's not in the Bible. Here's the only thing that's in the Bible. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That's in the Bible. Think on these things. Things that are pure, that are excellent, that are perfect. So all I ever think about is things that are good and perfect and awesome. And they're always for me. They're always for me. Right. Who cares about other people? It's just for me. But when you get it from God, when you have peace with God, when God is at peace with you, because he's no longer angry at the sin you just sinned. He forgave it in chapter 4. When he forgives that, that means he wants you to be hot today with passion because Jesus gave you everything for free. There's not one thing he gave you that you owe him anything for. So whatever God has done for you, to keep you alive, it's powerful. To be alive today is a blessing. But you should have happiness and joy while he's keeping you alive. And there should be nothing missing. That'd be a good father. So I say God is good. And Jesus had these words. God is good and no one else is good but God. And no one else is good but God. And no one else is good but God. Isn't that interesting? Ha! That's the way he looks at me. And no one else is good but God. Well, so, apparently I'm not good. Apparently, I don't know how he comes up with that conclusion. I'm a pastor, a man of the cloth. I think you should be tender for a guy like that. Danny, you're a man of the... a woman of the cross. I love that. Because if we believe in Jesus, everything's going our way. America used to be great and mighty and all that kind of stuff that Trump tried to restore. But he failed. Did he not fail? Did he fail? Did he fail? Did he fail? Not really. He just retired to something else. I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea what he's up to. But the world seems to be going to pot. Yesterday, Saturday, we had to vote. It was yesterday the first or second?
First,
yeah. We had to vote yesterday. And everything Peggy worked for failed. I mean, Peggy is a hard worker. How many know Peggy is a hard worker? Man. But everyone she, you know, voted for, our little precinct did it because Peggy went to every house and hand them a card, and here's how you vote, and this, da, 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 and so on, and so on. She just did all of that all by herself, and she was joyful about it. And I said, Peg, stop. No, just leave me go. I'm going to do this. So everything was printed out, all clear, and we won in our precinct, but it's the only one we won in. So all the ones that she was for failed. And they're good Christians and, you know, be wonderful people, good Republicans and so on and so forth. But it worked in her precinct. But everything else failed. And she's at home going through the computer to see, oh, this one is going to be a Democrat leading this one. This one is going to be a very bad Republican, but they're Republican. And so she figured it all out, and it was like a waste of time. Yeah, Peggy enjoyed it. Peggy enjoyed it. Yeah. And so she enjoyed it. And so, you know, it's okay. But you lose. I mean, no, you're going to lose probably some more. She didn't? Yeah. So does God keep promises? That's the only thing to ask is, does God keep promises? Did he make a promise and then decided, I don't think I'll keep that one? That's the way we do it. And we can even justify that. So sometimes you do things you didn't want to do. Anyone here ever done that? Maybe you judged somebody. And you weren't supposed to do it according to the law. But you're not under a law, you're under grace. You're not under a law, you're under grace. But you're not under a law. There never has been a law. By the way, there's no laws in heaven. Did you know that? There's no taxes in heaven. There's no money in heaven. I mean, what's heaven like? It must be bare. Because there's nothing to do up there except play the harp, I guess. And so you don't understand this world that you can see will pass away. In fact, in the days of Jesus, it was already passing away. It hadn't passed away yet. It's still time. And in time, he has to keep all the promises. So the time is now for him to keep the promise. I'm sure some of you secretly have prayed, God, wouldn't it be a good time for you to come down to earth and do something? Huh? Because Pastor Jim's not going to make it. Don't rely on Pastor Jim. Peggy could tell you that if you want to need it. Few ideas. So because of that, I'm not perfect. But you know God promised that too. He promised that you'll not only be perfected in love. In other words, his love, not yours. His love toward you will perfect you. And that's after that he forgave you. And that's after he kills your flesh. Because you can't. Did you know that? You can't kill your flesh. You cannot stop doing good works if you're trying to, and you cannot do any good works in the first place. So that's kind of silly. That's a double whammy right there. So you try to do a good work and you can't because you didn't know if you did enough or not enough. God, why doesn't God make sense? How many know that God doesn't make sense to the sense, this common sense? We have common sense. And we know right now something stinks. Something's not right. So couldn't you fix it? How many know you can't? God didn't want you to do it. You wouldn't be his beloved if you did it. Then you'd be working as though children had to work for their father. But we have a father in heaven that does all the work. All of it. Without any exception. So just the way he even created the world. He created the world before he created mankind. Did you know that? And all the animals and plants and, you know, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day. He did it all. But you weren't even there. Did you know that every leaf on the tree has a backside that's also green? I mean, everything that God did is perfect. And I haven't examined all the leaves on the trees to see whether the other side has it like on this side. Or down into the ocean to find out if every mollusk or what, everything that's going on down there, it's real. I mean, it's alive. It has what the Bible calls nephesh. So you have nephesh, that is because you're alive, but you're alive in the flesh. Do you know everyone, because of Adam and Eve, you have the original sin in you. Everyone is interested in themselves and not in anyone else. Unless you have children, then of course they're kind of an extension for you, so you can love your children. But some people don't. But a lot of people today are so busy with all their troubles. But not me. I never have been. I've just looked at it objectively and it said, I just go by God's word. Whatever God says, that's the way I say it. I don't even need to read it. But I read it every day for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Because I like to hear the good news. Danny, you read the same passage every single day of your life. Isn't that funny? And it never grows weary. You keep reading it. I think you've read that enough. No. You just keep reading it. Why? Because you could read any verse in the Bible and it's enough for a lifetime, for eternity. Because everything in the Bible is true and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So that's what I live by, is the truth. And the truth will set you free. So I'm always free, even though it doesn't look like it. I'm free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Not just in faith. Indeed. So in other words, I'll hear him say someday, well done, good and faithful servant. I thought only God was good. Yeah, because that's because I'm about to marry you. And when you get married to Jesus, you get everything the husband has. So marry rich people. Marry people that are brilliant, that are handsome, that have a sense of humor, that are very forgiving. How many here have done exactly that? How many here have failed? You married an idiot. Did you know men are like animals and idiots and so on and so forth, however you characterize them? But that's okay. That's all you got. That's all you got. Well, after all, Eve is all he had that day. And he married her, even though she messed up. But he not only didn't reject her and divorce her and get rid of her, he didn't have any other choices. So that must help a lot. But then he actually loved her and wouldn't at all go against the wife. In fact, God bawled him out for that. Why did you listen to your wife?
I don't know.
How many know Adam didn't have a good answer on that one? Why didn't you listen to me? Didn't I say don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Da'at. That's the tree. Da'at. It's full of good and evil. And the day you eat of it, you'll die. But he didn't say, and I'm going to kill you. He didn't say that. He never said that. Because he didn't kill anybody except the Lamb that was crucified on our behalf. That's all. And so everything that God did is for your advantage. It's to redeem you. It's to save you. It's to rescue you from the marketplace. Because in the marketplace, sometimes you'll buy something that is already damaged. You ever done that? Or you buy a car and somebody has their key and they just run along your nice new car. I don't know why people do that. And you can park way away, but somebody will find that and just run that key right there. You ever notice that? You buy a new dress and get spaghetti that day and you got spaghetti all over you. I mean, it's amazing. Your ties are like that. Everything. Everything here doesn't work. But God said it'll work. So I believe the Bible. I don't believe my sight. I don't believe what I see. I believe what God said. Always live by what God said. So, be a hot church. How many here are dedicated to that proposition, that idea, that decree, that bouleme? But the bouleme, boulema, B-O-U-L-E-M-A, actually has not only decreed the thing, it actually has thelema, T-H-E-L-E-M-A. That means doing what I now said. In other words, if he says something that everything's going your way, then he has to do it. And you can't. So he has to do what he said you should do. So whatever he said you should do, you cannot do, because I don't know why. I guess that original sin thing keeps coming back. And I want only for myself. Some people do bad things. And so today you'll be a communist, or you'll be a lesbian, or you'll be homosexual, or you'll be an Iranian, or you'll be something you don't want to be. How many know if that's forced on us? Let's say they make laws and take away all your guns and take away this and take away that and so on and so forth. And now you're left with nothing but to suffer. Isn't that exciting? It's about to happen. Did you know that? They're plotting and planning. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing you can do. Because everything Trump did, that was wrong. And now they got to reverse all that. And then give you exactly what you don't want. Because that's where all the money is. Did you know that the Russians and the Chinese and everybody, they had a lot of money. And they want to see America fall. Isn't that exciting? They want to see us fall. And we belong to Jesus. How many know you can go into the temple and it won't help you? Because this is not the temple. Do you know where the temple is? It's not this building. This is not the building. I'm going to go to church. That will help. The Jews tried that. They went to the church and they burned it down. Don't you think that's funny? No, you don't. So, where will you go? South America or Canada? California? Where do you want to go? There is no place to go. I'm staying right here in Texas. Bull nettle and all. I love it. This is the place to be. How many know that Texas could change? Might change. There's some things that I want to happen in Texas. And if that happens, that'd be a miracle. And God years ago said, I want you to work on this one project. One. I want you to do this. God, that could be impossible, hard, because you know how stubborn the Constitution is. Well, the Constitution is actually on your side. But those that interpret the Constitution interpret the way they want it to interpret it so that they don't have to follow it. So they do it so that they can make money off of it. Because the United States started out in the first few months with noble words. noble words. But then in a few months, with just a little bit of time, it turned to mammon. And you can't worship mammon and God. But mammon making money, having my own land, fooling on everybody else. I want to have my own land, my own property. If you don't have property, you're a slave. But if you have property, now you might abuse it and waste it, or you could improve it. And so people were into this world. They didn't like the idea. So we had a civil war, and that settled it. How many know the civil war settled everything? And the Northerners won. So, boy, in the South. That was a blow for us in the South. Right? Texas went the wrong way. We started out with Jesus, and it ended up with war. Civil war. Isn't that exciting? You know, people don't forget that. The South will come back. We will rise again. How many know there are Christians in the South? Not like those Yankees with all that European Hegel stuff and, you know, all that evolution stuff and all that. The 19th century was a real downer for everybody. That's when Texas got started in the first third. 1836, we became a country for nine years. We were a country. Texas was a country, a nation, all of its own. And then later we decided, for obvious mutual benefits, to join the United States as a state submitted to the Constitution of the United States. That was exciting, right? Because they said, you know, if you join us, you got a lot of land. But you can either pay your debts or not. No, we'll pay our debts. But we're coming in by annexation. Did you know that? That's how you came in as a state. You didn't come in as just a state like any other state. We were unique. We were unusual. And that bull nettle turned into oil and gas and coal and cows and, boy, we turned that into, I mean, we're the greatest state in the United States, right? If you come from Virginia, they're down the drain. They're all down the drain today. They're all broke. So we could buy them up. California's here with their liberal ideas. That's amazing. Some people feel that we're going through a bad day. It's like the fifth chapter of Exodus. And I said, our goal is to be the hot church. How many can say hooray? Hooray. 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 That'll be exciting. How many know that that's exactly what God wants you to be, a hot church? Because he won't acknowledge any other church as his own if it's not his own. He's not going to acknowledge some stranger as one of his. And he can't defend a church that's not hot. I wish you were hot. I wish you were cold. Cold's easy. Hot, the only problem is that lukewarm thing. If we could get rid of the lukewarm Christian today, that's so easy. What it is my niece is a lesbian. And since I love my niece, I know it's wrong, but I still love her. I'm not going to stop that. Okay, that's how you compromise yourself. And with God, you have to be dead to this world. That's not dead. You're accepting things that you don't want to accept. How many know Republicans now are accepting things they don't want to accept? Because we had Trump going for us, and, you know, everything was working out good, and all of a sudden, it's not working out. How many know that's a good news? Everything in the Bible is good news. How many know that someday over, you know, and so on and so forth, the rainbow, it's going to work out, okay? How many know ultimately we're going to win? But in the meanwhile, we have to compromise a little bit. We have to kind of give in and kind of love everybody, kind of thing. So a lot of people want love more than they want God's love. They just want people's love. Or at least they don't kill you. Now, how many know God, that's not his view at all. God wants everyone on earth to bow the knee. And someday every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Not Buddha, not Hinduism, not Muslim, nothing. Those religions are idols. How many know that's good preaching? I mean, I can prove it. I can prove it in the Old Testament, New Testament, because everything is going the devil's way. Seems like the devil is in charge of everything. He's a pretty good, I don't know how good he is, but I do know this, he's stubborn. He's going to stick with his idea. And it's working today. I'll tell you, it's working today. Peggy found that out. She was pretty sad when she came home. How's it going? Well, woman, how'd your guy work out? The guy you were supporting? Well, 15%. The others are in the 30s, twice as much. Two above him, they are now the mayor or... Yeah, he was trying to be mayor. He was Christian. He was Christian. Yeah, but you know those runoffs. Do you know if you have faith in this world rather than faith in God, your faith is ill-placed. I'm believing in Jesus. Amen. So I'm happy all the time. Even if they chop my head off, even if they destroy me, I don't care. Send me home early. Yahoo! Because I'm on, you know, food stamps and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm not there yet, but I do have some problems being 80-ish. In your 80s, you know, it's kind of like midnight. But I'm young in the Spirit. Do you know you have the Holy Spirit? Everything's going your way. How many believe it'll be restored? It'll be restored for the Jewish people. It'll be restored for everybody. The pagans, they're dividing today. He's dividing the pagan from the pagan, the Christian from the Christian, the Muslim from the Muslim. He's dividing everybody. Some are this and some are that and some are this and some are that. And he's dividing them so that, you know, those can line up on this side, the left side, or the right side. And we're on the right side, right? Because we're right. Because, I don't know why, but God says you're right. So I'm right. I know I'm right. And so that's exciting. Because God first chose me while I was yet a sinner. And he knew that if I was going to clean up, it would have to be him cleaning up. That's a good mother. That's a good father. When they tell the child to do something, but he doesn't do it, that's a good one that said, "Dad, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it." Now, that's a good father. We have a good, good father, right? So the best is yet to come. How many know that it'll turn around someday? Someday. You know, someday it's going to turn around, right? But in the meanwhile, you have to suffer. I mean, that's a good guy. God came up with that idea. He learned obedience through what? He suffered. And so that's how he learned it. So now he's letting us in on that deal. we'll see how Pastor Jim does in that idea right there. And right away I surrendered. Don't go that way, God. Go the other way you had. I want everything to be going my way. Otherwise I can't have any zip and zip biddy doo da. I can't. So how many know it's all working out for your advantage? So having the bad guy come right at you, why don't you face what's real? Today, the Democrats are in charge. You can't do anything about it. It's just like Israel. In the fifth chapter, it says something like this. God was speaking to Moses and said, "Moses, I'm going to send Aaron out from, you know, where he is in Egypt, and he'll come here in Midian. And I'm going to have him be the speaker rather than you, because you seem to stutter too much. You seem to say things that probably are not going to work. But he's fluent. He'll be able to say it to the people. Then you come back to Egypt and tell Pharaoh. And you can't do it, so you stutter. But I'll have Aaron do it. So how many know Aaron is, he's a softy. Aaron is a guy that if you did a sin against the law, you could go to him and get a lamb or a goat or a turtle dove or something that you can get. You have to figure out what the law is. You get something. And so, that's the way we'll do it. But Jesus didn't have that in mind. He had in mind winning. Jesus was a winner. Did you know he's never lost to the devil and the devil has never won over Jesus? Did you know that? He's never won. So if everything is going Jesus' way, then it's going my way. Because I'm in the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And whoever believes on me has eternal life forever and ever and ever. No ending, no beginning. It just keeps going. I've never been in heaven. Have you ever been in heaven? Anyone here? Almost, but you didn't really get there. So this is heaven on earth. I'm not waiting for God to act. I am already thinking that everything is good on this earth because he made it. And he made it in such a way that it works, except if man gets in there and tries to be an idol. You know, that is the way you goof up with God. He doesn't want you to be God. He doesn't want any rivals. What would the universe be like if there were lots of gods? Well, that's all the idols. There are lots of gods. Everyone wants to be God. I don't want to be God. I want to be a nothing. How many want to be a nothing just like me? Because you already are one. But I mean, I just want you. How many want that? Yes, I'll be a nothing. And if everything goes wrong, I'll praise God. Amen? That'll be clay. Clay will be. Clay's exactly like that. Praise God. Got good one right there. David, you're like that, right? When everything goes wrong, you just start praising the Lord. Jeff, you're like that too. Danny, he's definitely like that. Everything's going our way. So, anyway, what happened was he went to Pharaoh and God had added these things. And by the way, he'll say no. That is like, oh, man. You told us that you're going to say to Pharaoh, the God of the Hebrews wants us to go 3 days out and make a big festival and then come back. what the Pharaoh said is, you know what? Not only don't I know your God, Hebrew God, over slaves, what kind of a God is he? Not only that, I don't know that guy. But if you don't do it, they said, he'll kill your firstborn son. Did you know he said that in the fifth chapter? You're going to lose your firstborn son. That's the way it worked out, but they had to have 10 kind of contests until he won all 10 of them. Then all the gods of Egypt, down the drain. And he said it the night before that happened, he said, and the Egyptians whom you see today, you'll never see again. The enemy is not a winner. The enemy against the gospel of God, because the good news of God, everything has to be good news. Hallelujah. Everything is a good news. How many are excited like I am? I mean, thrilled to be a hot church. Dead to this world and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Man, that's the way to go out. Kind of like soldiers, you know, getting out. How many know that God cannot fail? Never. Bulema means this is his eternal will, but it has to be done. Somebody has to do it. What about Jesus? Let Jesus do it. You know, that's better than you even attempting to do it. You can't. Whatever Jesus said, it made sin exceedingly sinful. I mean, you know, they had a conscience anyway, and the conscience says, don't do that. I mean, Eve had a conscience when she went there and said, I think you're not even supposed to touch this tree. Or, well, you certainly are not supposed to eat of it. I don't know about the touch thing. She added that part. You're not even supposed to touch it. And then she said, and you're not even supposed to look at it every day. But God put it right in the middle of the garden. You can't help but look at it. And I don't know what's wrong with this tree. Looks good to me. I mean, you know, she's curious, and she looked at that thing up close. That has nothing wrong with that. There's not even a worm on this apple. I'm going to eat it. Adam, I'm going to do it. Don't try to stop me. Because she was curious. How many know that where all the trouble started? No, it didn't. Because Adam was even worse. He just, hey, give me that. You look good to me. And so he didn't at all alter. You know, he just simply said, yeah, give me that. Yeah, you look good to me. Has it been a day? I don't know. Where is the sundial? Somewhere. Is this a day? Do you, how many know this is the day of the Lord? He's about to come back and then rescue everything that's been destroyed and rebuild on the old foundations. He'll totally rebuild everything better. It's like going to war with America. After we win, then we have to build up your country, and it's better than it was before. So if I was a little country, I would make war on America first. Because then they come and slaughter you, and then they build everything up better. That's because of their Christianity and so on and so forth. They just like to do it. And so everything is like God always does everything for your benefit, for your blessing. He blesses you every day, loads upon loads. Did you know it says so in the Bible? He asks loads upon loads. And you should never worry about God keeping his promise, because he did in the Bible. How many know that? That's secure right there. If it's in the Bible, it must be settled. But if it's up to me, it wouldn't be settled. But if it's up to God, he settles it. I mean, it's been settled before there was a world. So it says. How many know, for some people, it ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. How many know that's a song from Porgy and Bess? And because of that, you start to think about that. God is kind of crazy to think that he could have a whole world full of all believers and all doers, so that we have fear of the Lord and we also have obedience for God. That's what he intended. So that's the bulame. That's the decree. That's what went out. But now it has to be done. And Jesus did it on the cross. So now you don't have to die. Then he's now doing it in your heart, in your soul, and then in your body. So he wants you to be heart, soul, and body without wrinkle, without spot, without an iniquity, without anything wrong. Unblameable! How many know you will be like that? Because you already are like that because of your faith in Jesus Christ. So everything is going your way. Isn't that exciting? You don't look exciting, but you know, I'll just say it anyway, because I go by faith. I just go by faith. This is exciting. And I love to preach good news to you every week. I'll read all the bad passages and they come out good when I'm done with them. Because I'll twist them and turn them until they're good news. Why? Because I don't think God lies. I think God has to keep his promise. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay, my oh my. Everything's going my way. Do you know how it all turned out? They did everything he did, but here's what the Pharaoh said. You know what? I don't like your God. I don't like anything he's up to, and I don't like what you're doing. You're going to have to get straw for yourself from now on. I used to deliver it to you. Uh-uh. Now, same. I haven't changed. This many bricks I want every day. Maybe 40,000 bricks. I want that tail. I want that. And if you don't do it, you're going to have to go and find your own straw. So you better get going. Because you are idle, and you don't want to do your work. And why should I let you go for 3 days? Get your work done right now. So then the people came to Moses and said, it's worse now that you told Pharaoh all that stuff. Because now they really hate us and loathe us. And they're loading more problems on us. more problems. It's not just $4 trillion. Now it's up to $6 trillion. Did you hear him say that the other day? So Biden has said it's going to be $6 trillion. This will solve our problems. How many know that's a lie? He's lying. We don't have that. It was already 20 when, you know, Obama, I think 24 or 22 or something like that. Now we got more stuff. How many know it gets worse? The more you grow close to God, the more people hate you. You take two steps forward and you go back 15 or something like that. Wow. That devil is like more powerful than God. But how many know in the end, when it was all over, you'd have to go to verse 12, chapter 12. Then the Pharaoh says, okay. Now you got my firstborn son. Everything, every animal died that was male. That's bad. It's bad. And he said, No. He said, we sinned. Okay. We sinned. This is Egypt sinning against Israel. Go ahead and go freely. And not only that, we'll pay for it. Get all the gold and silver you can get. And the people, you know why? Because the people came to him and said, give them everything they want. These people are ruining Egypt. There won't be any Egypt left. Okay. You're right. So he did. Then what he said as he went. And before you go, could you ask him to stop the storms and stuff like that? They were going like that. And then, could you bless me also? Pharaoh said that to him. Not only did he let him go freely, just like Jesus said he would do. Shalach in the Hebrew means let people that you're holding on to go. Have you ever held on to somebody? That would be like someone you wanted to be helping you or do something. Maybe a son or maybe a daughter. Sometimes people do that. They make their children kind of like serve them. Doesn't work out, does it, Rosemary? No, you can't do anything. You just, all of a sudden, you just relax and realize, you know what? I don't want anything to go my way. I just want God to keep his promise. I don't want things to go my way. I want God to keep his promise. And if he says gold and silver and so on, I'll believe that when it happens, I'll believe then. No. I want you to do that today. Oh, yuck. What's the plan B on that one? There is no B. There's no B. So everything's going my way. Now, who has a testimony after this wonderful sermon? Who has a testimony? Say, Pastor, what you just said is the word of the Lord. God is going to come through every time. And this thing that's there right now will disappear and we'll be off and running. Jeff.
Everything that you're saying is speaking something to me that I've been seeing over the last about 10 days. And it's where our kingdom's not here. So whether it's America, which I love, Egypt, Assyria, everything falls. But God's kingdom never falls. And it's eternal. And the Lord spoke this to me about a week ago, and I keep seeing it. And it's kind of that Daniel 2,
Right.
Where clay and brass, and it's, you know, it's just Nebuchadnezzar could, you can't, no kingdom will stand.
Yes.
And, you know, the exciting thing is we're in another kingdom.
Right.
Jesus said, my kingdom is not in this world. We
right.
want America to be the kingdom that lasts. Israel wanted, Israel, you know, Nebuchadnezzar came in, took over Jerusalem.
Right. Right.
You know, oh my gosh, this guy's taking us over.
Right.
And like, you're always telling us, repent. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Come, see who we are.
Yes.
God and in Christ.
Right.
We are not of this world. We're born.
Correct.
We're in
right.
another kingdom that wins all the time.
Right.
The same passion we have for America. Texas,
right.
And, no, it's that times a million.
Right.
In God's kingdom. We just.
Too powerful.
We're grasping onto this and we're grasping onto straws and we can't make it work.
That's where we are. Totally.
Where our joy, that's why we can be excited.
Right. Right.
Right. Live in that kingdom.
Right. It's too powerful. Who else could say amen or add something to it? Everything's going your way. And God didn't kill them. Adam and Eve are still alive. They're still alive. They're still alive. And Cain, he's not dead. Y'all think bad guys are, you know, finished. You don't know anything about God. He's merciful. He's kind. And he has to keep his promise. So, he's already told us not everyone is going. Okay, I got that down. But he's also saying, I'm testing you. It's my church that I'm after. I'm not after the world with wickedness. I'm after you, my church, to be my church. And all you have to say is, I believe you're good. I don't believe I am, but I believe you're good, and I'll make it, because you have to keep your promise. So everything is based on a promise. We have better promises in the Old Testament. There are no promises in the Old Testament. It's all, I command, I command, I command, I command. And if you don't, this will happen to you. I'll cut you off. How many know in the New Testament it's corrected? Jesus' blood satisfies everything. Everything is done by the blood. The blood on the cross is the foundation, chair four. He's forgiven you for all your sins. Now he's going to remove all the sins that are against you. Everything that's an enemy of the gospel, it will fail. It has to fail. It's already failed. Not only that, I'll perfect you in love. Not only that, you'll be my bride. You'll have a crown that will never fade. It will never need polishing. It's crown. I'm going to give you that too. Not only that, I want you to inherit everything I had. Not only that, I want you to have the prize. Well, you'll be, because you'll be doing the good works by faith, but now you'll actually be able to see it. And you'll actually love one another. Just exactly as he originally intended. Yes. Right. Now, that's not America, by the way. I want you to understand what I'm just going to say. It's not America. I'm not saying America's not good. I'm just simply saying he's not talking about that. He's talking about anywhere in the world, that's another nation he's talking about. When there are Christians among the Muslims, there are Christians among the Jews, there are Christians everywhere. And you don't know that. But they're everywhere, and he's sorting them out right now. So they're going to have a bright future. Even the heathen will have a bright future. Nobody believes me there, but I'm telling you, even they could have obeyed their conscience, and they never heard of Jesus, and they never know anything about it. They'll also be saved, because God is a merciful Father. And he's replaced so that mercy rejoices over judgment forever. Right.
You know, and I think that's where this was kind of birthed, was just that the kingdom of God is not in buildings, like Jim was saying, made with hands. You know, it's in everybody.
Everybody.
You know, it's a powerful.
Right. It has to be from every nation, tongue, and tribe. It cannot be this one was left out. No one will be left out. They're from every nation, every tongue, every family, every tribe, everything that you know about. You'll have somebody that's born again and filled with the Spirit and perfected in love for the neighbor. Everybody. So this thing is high. It's the bulema and the thelema. This is what I decree, and this is how I do it through Jesus Christ. So anything that's in Christ is going to have that victory. And you think, well, God won't win that one. No, he's going to win everything. And not only that, it'll be better than it ever was on this whole earth. History was gone, and now you're going to see things. So everyone else is doomed and all that kind of stuff. I wouldn't pay any attention to that. It's going to work out exactly for us. Everything is on my side. It cannot ever destroy my hope in Jesus Christ, my faith in Jesus Christ, my love for my neighbor as myself. It will all happen exactly as he intended, with the bulema also joining the thelema, which means done. Well done, good and faithful servant. How'd you do it? I didn't do it. He did it for me. Then he did it in me. Then he'd do it through me. And when he did it, I got it for free. It's amazing. You could be happy on the earth. You could be happy today that you're alive and can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ going all over the world. So there's no way that Jewish and Christian can't get along. There's no way that Shem can't get along with Japheth, and Japheth with Ham, and Ham with Japheth. And they're brothers. They're all brothers. It's a family squabble, and it's about to be over. And so you are privileged to be in these last days of the last days. And you could be from the Reformation, which put everything back to faith. Sola Scriptura, sola gratia, sola fide, soli Deo gloria, solus Christus. Everything is Jesus. There won't be anything else to this universe except Jesus. Because God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Catalogue. Everything has been God not changing. He's always been that way. He was always a loving father. Isn't like, you hated me without a cause because I always loved you. I've always loved everybody. And I'm ready to get anybody into heaven. It's not universalism. It's just simply anybody who believes that I am good and he ain't. If you think you're good, that's your problem right there. Because you're not good. You cannot good. God is just trying to say, I'm doing this for your benefit. I'm not doing it for mine or Jesus's or the Holy Spirit's. They're all, everything in the Bible is good news. Who else? Last one, Susan. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You will. Right.
Right.
Yes. So we're the happiest people on the face of the earth, right? Not just from Texas, just anywhere. Anyone that knows Jesus, you'll see every nation and tongue contributing to the kingdom of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everyone. All right, who else? Yes. Oh, I like that one. The battle belongs to the Lord. That battle isn't yours. You don't have to battle this. You don't have to try to figure it out. You don't have to help out. Just relax, because God wants you to rest. Enter in. All ye that are laboring, all ye that are heavily burdened, come unto me. I'll give you, free gift, rest. Shabbat shalom. You want that rest? You can have it right today. I have it forever. You can't take it from me because you didn't give it. God gave it. And no one can take it. God will never let anyone, if you're in his hand, he's got the whole world in his hands, but if you're in his hand, no one can take it. So everything for us is heavenly. We're not used to it, okay? It's foreign, but this is not your home. This is not your home. Who else? Make it up. Just pretend. It's okay. Yes. Bobby.
It looks like the world's growing more and more dark. And
yes.
The whole world's coming against us.
Right.
But if he is for us, who can be against us?
Yes. Totally. 100%. If God is for you, there's no one. Because the answer is in the question, not in English, but in Greek. In Greek, it gives it away. This is a promise. It's not a law. There's no law here. There's nothing you could do. You cannot do it. You need not do it. You're my child. And I'm going to make you a son of the living God and marry you someday. So it's time to grow up. It's time to say, Yahoo! Because everything's going your way. Mr. Johnson, did you know everything's going your way? And it can't be any way different. It can't be. We've lived this life and suffered, done all those things. You weren't suffering. You know what? You're being tested to see whether your faith would believe that Jesus is good and he wants you to inherit everything that he has. It can't be just because you kept a law. It can't be just because you stopped being naughty. No, it has nothing to do with you doing anything. God does it all. That's a good parent. That's the Father in heaven. All right. Anyone else? Yes, Susan. Yes. Right. 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 Yeah. I love it. I'm going to have Lou pray for us. Pray for us.
Father God, we praise you. We thank you. We're your people. We're called according to your name. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
And I thank you for a pastor, for all of the pastors in this group,
mm-hmm.
to cause us all to be priests,
mm-hmm.
and kings, to rule wherever we are,
mm-hmm.
because you've already done it and placed it in our care. And I just thank you and I praise you that we can look at tomorrow, we can look at today, and you have only good plan for us with a future, with a hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good to be your children. Thank you that you're our Daddy God, Abba Father, all in all, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Lover, our Protector, our Guardian, our Keeper. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Glory, glory. Have a good day.
Absolutely.
The best is yet to come.
Good day.
It is a good day. Yahoo! I love y'all.
Hallelujah. We love you.
You're the best.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're the best.
Yes.
Hey. You love the Lord already.